where do you really want to be? How do you want your life to look like? How much money do you really want to be making?
Unconventional Life, the show where I interview successful entrepreneurs, artists, creators, and thought leaders on how they earn their living in non-traditional ways. Twice a week, we will explore how they took the path less traveled, what their revenue model looks like, and why they are prioritizing their passion over their paycheck. I'm your host, Joel Schroeder. Unconventional Life, welcome. This is your host, Joel Schroeder, tuning in from the snowy Boulder, Colorado. I've got a good friend of mine on the other side of the world in Bali, Indonesia. Omar Hassam in the house. Omar, are you ready to take us down the path less traveled?
Hey, Jules. Yes, it's great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Amazing. So it's actually 6 a.m. Bali time. So thanks for being a trooper for this interview.
My pleasure.
And Omar is the founder of Success Accelerators, a company who helps consultants, entrepreneurs, and coaches grow their businesses essentially by focusing on their brand, their mission, their impact with these four pillars of framework. We'll talk about those a little bit later. But he also started his first seven-figure company at the age of 17. And not only that, he's super into fashion. So you've had a whole world of, you know, working with fashion. I know you've got your own fashion clothing company. So definitely a multi-passionate individual. Excited to dive into all of that. But Omar, welcome to the show. Fill in any gaps that he might have left out and give us a glimpse into your personal life.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm in Bali at the moment traveling on business. And for me, living an unconventional life is so important. And really, for me, it's actually very conventional. You know, I started my first business at 9 years old, and I really haven't stopped growing as an entrepreneur ever since. And for me, it's been the great mentors that I've had that have helped me stoke my passion and really tap in to my core assets. When I was nine, actually, one of my mentors was Howard Schultz of Starbucks. And he really encouraged me to start my first business. And from there, I've really realized that there's two main important pieces when you're starting a business, and especially if you're starting a service-based business. And the first is having a really strong foundation and tapping into your talents and your passions. And then from there, looking at how you can install a predictable marketing system so you can take clientele that are interested in what you have to offer and bringing them into your business.
Yeah, so good. I love that. And I know you've been able to get some crazy results for your clients. You know, one of your clients in just 90 days was able to generate $1 million in revenue. I know the list kind of goes on and on and on. But what you're talking about, it works. And Omar was actually at our Bali event speaking last November, and your ability to take people's message, and for those listening, we'll do this later, but being able to take your message and hone it into a one line or even just a matter of words. And that kind of clarity, I think, is invaluable. So
100%. You know, for me, it's been about service to the community. I grew up doing a lot of voluntary service. And so my business is all about how I can serve people and transform their lives more than anyone else can. And what I've found is that young entrepreneurs and a lot of coaches and consultants, one of the challenges they have is really tapping into their core assets. What do they naturally do that's amazing? And then how do we take that natural and unique value and leverage it in the market to the most profitable niche that really truly desires and needs their product? And I think that's really, you know, the biggest foundation. And I love that. I love helping people with that.
Yeah. So for those listening, we're going to get into that. So if you're sitting there like, what are my core assets and what am I here for? What am I naturally good at? That's coming up later. But let's start off kind of exploring your story a little bit. You know, give us the mentality, the mindset. What was it like growing up for you? Grade school, high school, your upbringing? And how did that environment like ultimately shape you so we can start to just get an idea of who you were as a young person?
Yeah, definitely. So I love the idea of an unconventional life because to me, it's conventional. And as I was growing up, my parents were really involved in personal development and business development. And so some of the first books that I were reading, you know, that I was reading as a kid were business-based and were personal development-based. So being on the path to develop personally and in my business is a natural way of life. And so I think that's just, for me, has been just a very enriching growing up experience. Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. And so if we were to kind of be like fly on the wall of you as a young person, who were you? What kind of kid were you in middle school or high school? Were you the shy kid? Were you outgoing? Were you the nerd? Like, tell us about you.
Yeah, so I started my first business at 9, and it was a jewelry business. And what I found was my friends were buying jewelry. This was, you know, in the early 90s, and where jewelry, I think, was like a big thing in high school. And everyone was ordering it from jewelry stores and buying it. And it was, I just felt like the pricing was so high. So I went and found a distributor and ordered it from Italy, from Florence, Italy, and had it flown into the country. And I started Omar's Jewels. Yes. And so I was, you know, just kind of entrepreneur at 9. And I think that, you know, some people really were like really encouraged me to just keep going. And that's how I just kept going. And then I started an events business, in Washington, DC, where we were just bringing amazing talent and cool experiences to people, that would inspire them.
Yeah, totally. So I would imagine being a 9-year-old starting a business, Omar's Jewels, it's definitely different than, you know, some of what some of the other kids are probably doing at 9 years old. And so did you ever feel different, like alone, almost like you didn't fit it in some ways? Like there you were having this, like, this is what I'm doing, I'm creating these companies, but looking at like, what are my peers doing? Did that ever happen for you?
Oh yeah, definitely. So for example, I'm at my friend's house and his dad just happens to be the dean of the business school at Duke University. And so everyone is playing around the house, running around, and I just go out. His dad is drinking a scotch and smoking a cigar, I think, outside on the porch. I'm going to hang out with him and I'm learning about the power of compounding, right? As a kid. And yeah, I mean, it was just like, oh, I can play, but I really just kind of want to have this business conversation with you, you know, the parents. So yeah, I mean, it was, I think everyone just accepted me because I was just really into business, and they're like, oh, that's his passion. Yeah.
Yeah. And for someone that like might be different, that's listening to this, see, I mean, it's the whole theme of this, right? Unconventional life. How did you learn to embrace your difference? Was it always really easy for you to embrace being different? Or was it kind of a learned thing that, you know, over time you've really been able to hone in on that?
Yeah, definitely. So there, like you said, you know, I really have a passion for fashion and events, and so my passions are all, you know, in different places. And so for me, my biggest challenge as I was growing up was to articulate who I am to my friends and to the world. And that is why I teach what I teach in our program as the first step of building the expression of yourself. Because it's been my challenge to communicate clearly what I do in a way that serves people. And so it's been definitely a journey. And it's just kind of deepened and progressed and grown as I've grown up.
Yeah, nice. So I know you went to college, you graduated from college. And at what point did kind of this current iteration of branding, of helping people find their voice, as I call it, just helping people understand, as you said, their core assets, when did that start to make its way into your life? And how did you start to discern, like, hey, that's actually something that needs to happen? Was it kind of accidentally that you got into it, or give us the transition timeline?
Yeah, when I got out of graduate school, I did a master's in change management, and my focus was in helping people within organizations develop personally, and then helping the community grow together as a whole. And in that master's, one of the biggest things that I uncovered was that when people are tapped into their passion and they bring up this intrinsic motivation and self-empowerment within themselves, they are better for the company. And they're better for, you know, better for the organization. And so that's how I looked at it. As I said, if we, instead of young entrepreneurs following someone else's model or just focusing on marketing, what if they spent some time and got clear about who they really truly wanted to be in terms of their offering to the market? And if we could tap into their true deep passion, their core assets, and then bring that to the market. And that's where it all started.
Yeah, nice. So how did it go from that idea? Like, I know a lot of people, you know, we hear about how you are now, you're getting these amazing results for your clients, but people love to know the evolution of a business. Like, especially people that are listening, maybe starting their first business for the first time or starting a new business. How did it go from that idea? And then what steps did you take to ultimately make it such a successful practice that you now have today?
Yeah, definitely. So my undergrad also is in marketing. So the first thing that we, you know, that I looked at was after I really got clear that you've got to be super tapped into your passion and your talent. And then we started building brands. And then as we started building brands, the question was, okay, well, what do we do with these brands and what's the right marketing? And I look back at this story. It's an old biblical story where there's two men and one builds a house in sand and then the other builds a house in rock. And the guy that's house that he built it in, you know, in sand, he gets it up really quick. He focuses more on the color of his house and the drapes and what it looks like as opposed to the foundation. And the guy who builds the house in rock really takes the time to dig his home in a great foundation. And so once we had the foundational piece down, then it was just about, okay, what drapes are we going to choose? What color of the wall is going to be? How do we want the house to look like? And for a small business with young entrepreneurs, I think we are easily in the digital age distracted by all the different marketing that we can do. And so then we tried it on. We said, oh, let's try all these different marketing techniques, and then we failed. And so the key is choosing a very, 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 very simple marketing strategy, which is just picking one or two things that you're doing and doing them really well and doing them in a way in which you're connecting to your audience. And as if you tore out a page of their journal and you're feeling their desires, you're understanding their problems. And then you're saying, hey, this is my expertise. This is how I can help you from what's naturally, naturally how I've grown up and how I've done things. And this is how I can help you. So those are the keys.
Nice. Are you ready to make 2017 your best year yet? Join us for the Unconventional Life Summit, a 3-day virtual success accelerator designed to help you build your own freedom-based lifestyle. You'll learn from 20-plus world-class millennial entrepreneurs and thought leaders on their secrets behind up-leveling every area of your life and creating lasting impact. Go to unconventionallifesummit.com right now to register and claim your free spot. So I imagine, you know, someone that's listening to this, or if we're one of your clients, what do you notice that a lot of people come to you with? Like, what are some of the common pitfalls that you see? Like someone, you know, especially that wants to make a lot of impact in the world, maybe they're starting in some degree, shape or form, but how do they make these tweaks to these dials to really multiply and magnify what they're up to?
Yeah. So there's a couple of reasons why people come to us initially. One is that they want to increase their fees. The other could be that they're working way too hard for way little money and they're thinking about maybe opening up a new credit card and they're not sure. They don't have a process in place to grow their brand. The other challenge is I want to make an impact. I have a deep desire to serve and to create and to grow, but I have no idea how to make that happen. Right. So these are kind of the top reasons. They want to do some great work. And they just don't know how to get it done. And so what we do is what I call the Rolls-Royce effect, is we build your Rolls-Royce. And the thing about the Rolls-Royce effect is when you show up on the road in a Rolls-Royce, you command presence, right? And what most entrepreneurs, coaches and consultants, anyone in their service business, what they usually do is they get a hand-me-down, maybe broken down Toyota with the cigarette stench. And it's someone else's model. They didn't choose the business model. They didn't choose how they want to show up. And then they're just, you know, focusing on all their crazy marketing with not a really great foundation and a great car. So the first step is to build that Rolls-Royce, which is to decide all the pieces of your foundation. And it's not in a contrived way. It's in a way where you're just making a decision about who you are and how you want to be this year. And how you want to bring that to the forefront. And then we put together your marketing.
Yeah, nice. So I know you mentioned, and we talked about this in the introduction, the four pillars. And what role do those four pillars play? And what can someone listening to this, how can they use that in their own life as a tool?
Yeah, definitely. So the first step is getting clear on your high value, right? So for example, a Rolls-Royce, it has a lot of value. So what we're doing is we're looking at who your market is, and what is the value that you have to bring to the market? What is your natural value? And coming up with a package and a price that really fits your audience. The next step is your messaging, right? So having your message be super clear, very directly related to your audience, right? In a way that really moves them, that speaks to them, that communicates with them in a unique way, right? And then the next step is marketing accordingly, choosing that simple marketing. And then the last step is putting this all into a system and remembering your system and using your system consistently, right? Because when you're consistent, you get consistent results. And so all those four steps will allow you to be wildly successful and really crack the code to profitability.
Yeah, nice.
Right? You know, there are four combinations if you look at a four combination lock, there's four combinations, right? 10,000 possibilities, right? You can just sit at that lock and you can try and guess, you know, the combination, or you can just get the code and unlock, yeah. Unlock profitability. Yeah.
Yeah. Nice. So I often find, you know, I talk to people and clarity and getting their message communicated like easily and like the elevator pitch or just a few words can sometimes be challenging. It's like, how do I define myself in a sentence? Like I do all these things. I'm multi-passionate. What advice might you give to someone that's in that camp on how to actually distill who they are and what they do into something simple and tangible?
Yeah, definitely. So the reason why in business someone is hiring you and paying you money to do something is because you're helping them bridge the gap between where they are and where they want to be. And so it's taking someone from their current situation to their desired situation. So we're taking your value and putting it in between that sandwich of current and desired situation. And then we're talking about the results you create and how you do it. So one simple way to do it is to say, I help. Sorry, I've got these little mosquitoes coming at me.
Nice.
And you have
I've
dog barking.
I got my dog. My dog's like, exciting. It's snow time. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so it's instead, and this is what most people do, okay? Most people try and put what they do into two words or maybe one word. And I think the key is creating one really powerful sentence, which is, I help the audience you help, I help blank, and then I help them do blank, so do a result, right? So what is the result that you're helping them get to, taking them from their current situation to their desired, and then how do you do it, right? So is it through brand building like me? Is it through digital marketing? Is it through, how do you do that, right? So I help your audience do the result by, and then how I do that. And I think that is a really strong value statement. Then you back it up with one paragraph of your expertise, right? So what's important to your audience and how do you help them achieve those results that they really truly want to receive?
Yeah, nice. So how might you bridge the gap between, okay, let's say you've just done this exercise, you've done the sentence. How do we translate that into more money? Because I know that that's often what, you know, it drives people. Sometimes it's impact, but often it's like, how do I make more money? How do I make that happen? How would you connect those two?
So in the age that we're in, there are so many distractions, like I told you, right? And most people are just curious and interested in the marketing source. For example, I'm going to post on Instagram, I'm going to post on Facebook, and they don't know how to take that traffic. They don't know how to take all that traffic that might be liking their posts into actual business. And really, there's only two things that you have to think about that move the needle in any business. The first thing is building your foundation and strengthening your foundation. So that's building and increasing the value perception of your business in the market. And then secondly, it's generating and converting strategy sessions. Those are the only businesses in your business that you need to focus on.
Yeah. So for those that are coaches, wannabe coaches, having these strategy sessions, I know you're a master at these conversions. You've got the system, you've got it dialed down. I know it's a whole process. Can you give us the high level overview of that? And someone that wants to be a coach, how they could just start to set up their own baseline system, drawing on the method that you use?
Yeah, definitely. So the first piece is come up with your high value offer. Get really clear on what that is from your own unique talent, from your core value. And then look at one or two ways that you want to market what you do and generate strategy sessions and then convert them. Very simple.
Yeah, nice. And what do you find is the key to converting these strategy sessions and these calls?
Yeah, great question. So a lot of times what people do and what's taught in the market is to sell, 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 and to always be closing. And I'm saying, let's do it a little differently. Mm-hmm. Instead, let's look at you as a doctor. So when you get on the phone, instead of wanting to have that yes, instead of really just wanting someone to buy your product, doing a diagnosis instead. That's what the strategy session is for. The doctor, when you come in, asks you how you're feeling. He wants to know more about what's going on for you. He checks your throat. He checks your knees. Right? He looks at your blood. And then he says, okay, this is what my recommendation is for you. And so that's how we have to approach these strategy calls, in a diagnostic type way. So we really understand what's going on for you personally. Where do you really want to be? How do you want your life to look like? How much money do you really want to be making? And then, okay, if I feel like I'm a great fit to help you make that happen, I'm going to offer my program to you. If I don't feel like you're a good fit, I'm going to give you a referral. That's how we want to approach this.
Yeah.
It's in a very, very real way.
Yeah. So good. Awesome. So thanks for all that. I want to kind of move gears just a little bit. And I know you've got a lot of practices that you do as a human being, and there's a lot of stuff that you've got tracking to make sure that you're resourced and self-care. And so can you just share some of the things for you, you know, people get fascinated by the routine, some of the things that you do to keep you kind of in the zone.
Definitely. So I think developing an unshakable mindset is really important. And that I feel like is the foundation of growing a very successful 6 and 7 figure, even 8 figure business. And what that is it's lifting weights for your brain, right? And it's taking a look at what you want to be thinking, the thoughts you'd like to have, what you'd like to be manifesting, what you want to be creating in your life, and to train your brain to naturally think that way and to naturally bring that bring those circumstances and that prosperity and that profitability, that impact, bringing that into your life. And so what I do is I create for all of our clients their own personal mental training where they get to decide what that is for them that they want to incorporate. And then they bring that into their daily practice. And that's what I do every day. In fact, before we got on the call, I said, hey, Omar, what's that music you got playing? That was my programming. That was what I have created. Yeah.
Nice. So if someone's new to this conversation is like, I don't even know where to start with some of these practices, could you give a few recommendations?
Definitely. Kelly Howell has some great meditations for business success and profitability and bringing in wealth into your life. And so she's a great resource because she does brainwave therapy as well as spoken therapy in terms of bringing that vibration into your experience. So that would be a great first step resource for those wanting to create that unshakable mindset in their business.
Yeah, amazing. So good. Well, let us move into the rapid fire round. This is a series of random questions. Are you ready?
Jules, I lost you. Say that again.
I said, let's move into the rapid fire round, series of random questions. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Go ahead.
All right. Question number one, fill in the blank. If you really knew me, you would know what?
Your favorite food.
Answer that for you though. Give us some vulnerability.
My favorite food is fish food and chocolate fudge brownie by Ben & Jerry's mixed together in a birthday cake.
Nice. Okay, next question. What is one challenge that you feel has been a defining moment in your life that at the time was really intense, but looking back on it, it shaped you and was almost essential for your evolution?
Yeah, I think my graduate school program was the biggest challenge and shift because it was no longer about taking information and putting it on a test. It was more about self-discovery and taking a look at my own process and everything that I knew and bringing it to the world. And that was definitely the most spiritual and amazing awakening that I had, where I took about 4 years to have this dialogue with myself.
Yeah, nice. Next question. If you could implant one nugget into every human being's brain, especially those that are listening to this, what nugget would you implant?
If you want success as much as you want to breathe, then you will be successful.
Nice. Next question. If you could turn back time and give a piece of advice to your 20-year-old self, what would you say to him?
I would say get even more focused than you already are and build your brand so sharp. Just take the time to build your foundation. Stop everything and build foundation.
Nice. And last question. I know you touched on this in the beginning, but what does living an unconventional life mean to you?
It means following my heart and making the decisions of growing in my contribution and growing personally every day and allowing that to show up as the most beautiful expression of myself, regardless of what anyone else or conventions are saying.
Nice. I love that. Omar, tell us about this amazing giveaway. I know you've got two giveaways, actually, one for all of our listeners and then a special giveaway for just one person.
Yes. So what we've done is we've created a case study so that all coaches and consultants and anyone that's in a service-based business can understand what's really going on in the market. And that case study will be available to everyone. You can go follow the link at the bottom of the page. It's successaccelerators.nyc/Forbes. And you can go there and you can get a free case study as to what's going on in the market. And then secondly, anyone or one person will actually have a opportunity to have one conversation with me, which is a strategy call. And on that strategy call, I'm going to tell you and we're going to address the top two problems that most coaches and consultants have when they're first launching their business and how you can avoid them.
Yeah, so good. Such a generous offer. You can head over to unconventionallifeshow.com if you'd like to enter to win that giveaway. And then Omar, how can people stay in touch with you? How can they learn more about what you're up to? How can they say hi?
Yeah, definitely. Find me on Facebook and send me a friend request and send me a quick message. Let me know that you watched the show and that you want to talk, and I would love to connect with you.
Amazing. Well, Omar, thank you so much for taking the time on an early morning to chat with all of us. And Unconventional Life Tribe, thanks so much for tuning in. It was awesome chatting with you.
Great to be here. You too.
I'll talk to you guys next time.
Talk to you later.
Are you ready to make 2017 your best year yet? Join us for the Unconventional Life Summit, a 3-day virtual success accelerator designed to help you build your own freedom-based lifestyle. You'll learn from 20-plus world-class millennial entrepreneurs and thought leaders on their secrets behind up-leveling every area of your life and creating lasting impact. Go to unconventionallifesummit.com right now to register and claim your free spot.